Hare Krishna, Native devotees. Here I am in Ketchikamet. We're doing a Varnashram seminar to our Nam Hatha here. A very enthusiastic group. They just got a nice little restaurant, and we're going to be opening that in a couple of weeks. Yesterday I was in Szeged, and in the meantime, as you may have seen from the Sri Ram Swami Books newsletter, I've been really in overdrive, on book writing overdrive, finishing a book that I'm writing, working with Braja Sivaki on the editing and so on, and it's going well. We'll be out by the middle of August. And, well, yesterday morning, we're trying to encourage devotees in Szeged, which was a town from which Guru Krishna Prabhu told me we had 40 full-time devotees who had moved into temple, are still in the temple, are active, initiated, and so on. And many of the devotees there are still quite young. So we're trying to remind them of the days when we had festivals there with 800, 1500 people. And how Krishna consciousness really means that spirit of doing something really wonderful for Krishna, as Srila Prabhupada would say. And by comparison to this horrible material world that we're living in, yes, it's really worthwhile to do something wonderful for Krishna, because everything else is just a waste of time. We had that discussion with devotees. They're asking, well, is there some good things about the material world? No, there's no good things about the material world. There's no good things about postmodern culture, education, entertainment. Everything is degrading and ruins people's spiritual life. The only good thing is Krishna consciousness, understanding the science of the self, and chanting Hare Krishna, and giving Krishna consciousness to others. Otherwise, it's just all a waste. Time of death comes, and whatever you achieve, mrityu sarva harasraham, everything is taken away. House, family, it's all gone, and it'll happen to everybody. Therefore, while we're here now, fortunate enough to have come in contact with Krishna consciousness, we should do something so that at the time of death, when we look back on our lives, we should think, yes, actually, I've done something that's made this life worthwhile, that made worth living in this miserable material world worthwhile. And those are really two things. One is becoming Krishna conscious, and the other is doing something, is giving Krishna consciousness to others. Both of those things constitute doing something wonderful. So let's really do something wonderful. Life is short. We want to be able to look back and say, yes, actually, I'm glad that I was able to, in some small way, contribute to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission and take advantage of the wonderful process of pure devotional service. With that type of retroactive vision and our foresight, we should be very, very proactive to achieve that end. And with that, if you don't mind, I'm going to go back to trying to send, reread the last edited chapter and send it off. Hare Krishna.